come on back and take away ribbon of darkness over me.
It is 5 o'clock. Good morning. This is WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center. We're at 31 degrees, and the time is 5 o'clock.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. A senior Israeli official tells ABC that the 72-hour window for releasing all of the hostages will begin after the Israeli government ratifies part one of the deal that Hamas has now agreed to, and that is expected to happen later this morning. ABC's Marcus Moore has the latest from Tel Aviv.
There was a very swift reaction to the news overnight, including Qatari officials who confirmed that all of the sides had agreed on implementing the first phase of President Trump's 20-point plan. And as news of this spread, our team in Gaza reported that heavy bombardments continued in Gaza City. So this is still not over for so many families in the midst of this war.
National Guard troops are now on the ground in the Chicago area despite fierce opposition from local leaders, the mayor and the governor of Illinois, who says President Trump's deployment is unconstitutional. Day 9 of the federal government shutdown, the IRS now saying it'll furlough nearly half its workforce. This is ABC News. California officials say they have a man in custody on suspicion of lighting what grew into the devastating Palisades fire back in January. In Los Angeles, here's ABC's Alex Stone.
This 29-year-old, Jonathan Rindernecht, now living in Florida, had since moved to Florida. They don't think he was running away. He started the fire, they claim, that then burned down homes. And the charge is destruction of property by means of fire.
According to the criminal complaint, the man started the fire January 1st after working as an Uber driver, with passengers describing him as agitated and angry. After 5 months on the run, the final escapee in that 10-prisoner breakout outside New Orleans has been taken back into custody. SWAT teams closing in on convicted double murderer Derek Groves at a home outside Atlanta, taking him into custody after an hours-long standoff. Following the announcement of his Super Bowl halftime performance, Luminate, an analytics company, says music by Bad Bunny has seen a jump in streams in the U.S. up nearly 26%. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Today's WRCO Hometown Weather Watch is brought to you by Schultz Mortgage Team. Call 608-738-8765. Buying a house is easier than you think with less than 20% down.
Lots of sunshine today and a high of 65. Southeast winds at 5 to 13 miles per hour. Tonight, clouds roll in with a 50% chance of scattered showers late and a low of 47. Friday, isolated showers around daybreak, otherwise breaks of sunshine, breezy and warmer, a high of 71. Partly cloudy Friday night, a low of 43. Saturday, a nice fall day with partly cloudy skies and a high of 67. Sunday, partly cloudy, a 40% chance of a few showers at night and a high of 68. Right now, WRCO, the air is calm following the midnight reading of 35. We are into the frosty areas again today with a 31-degree temperature here. The frost advisory for Vernon, Richland, Sauk counties happens until 9 o'clock this morning. So that's the latest on weather as we begin Thursday, October 9th. It is time to officially begin the broadcast day.
Can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hail at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight the ramparts we watched were so gallantly streaming, and the rockets rattled, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night that
I come to the garden alone, while the dew is still on the roses, and the voice I hear falling on my ear, the Son of God discloses, and he walks with me, and he talks with me, and he tells me I am his own, and the joy we share as we tarry there, none other has ever known.
He speaks and the sound of his voice is so sweet, the birds hush their singing,
and the melody that he gave to me within my heart is ringing, and he walks with me, and he talks with me, and he tells me I am his own, and the joy we share as we tarry there, none other has ever known.
We start the day in a positive way with Jim Reeves and In the Garden. Before that, our national anthem performed by Carrie Underwood. Here we are together again, friends. Phil Nee with you on the Light in the Milk House Thursday show edition. Oh, my goodness. Well, hopefully we thought we'd have better Brewer news today. But they give up, what, 4 runs in the first inning and lost 4-3 to the Cubs. So that means another game today. And that means it's tonight, 7:30 for the pregame time, by the way, on WRCE, FM 107.7 and AM 1450. We'll have more about it coming up when we check sports in about 10 minutes. Going to be tough now. I said we need to sweep them because I think it's going to get tougher. And it does. We have some great stuff to share with you today, Thursday morning, and a little bit of frost on the pumpkin this morning as well. 31 right now at WRCO. Here's T.G. Shepherd.
We got smooth sailing, sailing. Looks like every drop of rain is gone, gone, gone. Smooth sailing, sailing. And a blue sky full of rainbows from now on. We didn't break apart in stormy weather. We didn't run aground like others do. Now we're not afraid when storm clouds gather. We got the kind of luck to see us through. We got smooth sailing, sailing. Looks like every drop of rain is gone, gone, gone. Smooth sailing, sailing. And a blue sky full of rainbows from now on.
Found each other's arms in troubled waters. Found that that's the safest place to go. From now on we can laugh at troubled waters, cause the roughest storms just seem to make love grow. We got smooth sailing, sailing. Looks like every drop of rain is gone, gone, gone. Smooth sailing.
sailing. Looks like every drop of rain is gone, gone, gone. Smooth sailing, sailing, and a blue sky full of rainbows from now on. We got smooth sailing, sailing. Looks like every drop of rain is gone, gone, gone. Smooth sailing, sailing, and a blue sky full of rainbows from now on. We got smooth.
Bobby G. Rice on WRCO Radio. He'll be coming to the area on October 25th for a matinee show at the Richland Center City Auditorium. Today, a reminder, St. Barnabas Parish in Mazamani will have an estate sale now through Saturday. Hours coming up for the for Thursday and Friday episodes, 8 until 6 and then 8 until 5 on Saturday at well. Okooch Mountain Humane Society's Animal House Food Stand will be at Richland Center Community Center parking lot coming up today and tomorrow from 10 until 2. The Family Thrift Shop Monthly Board of Directors meeting will be held at 1 o'clock today at 120 South Main Street. And the Richland Center Lions will be hosting the final evening at Fairgrounds, selling concessions. Car enthusiasts are invited to bring their cars to showcase. And there are, of course, many other special things going on with the Hub City Dirt Drags getting underway this weekend. And there will be some special showcases tonight at the Fairgrounds. So make that a part of your Thursday.
Start your day the Wisconsin way. Brouhaha Coffee and the Light in the Milk House Show, 5 a.m. weekdays on WRCO.
The trees on your land are a valuable asset, and keeping them properly managed is a big responsibility. The staff at Meister Log & Lumber has been buying logs and standing timber in southwest Wisconsin since 1936. Meister's professional forest management team will help you meet your timber's potential. A win-win for all, as landowners receive green for the logs and Mother Nature stays green as well. Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call at Meister Log & Lumber, 608-434-4413.
Pappas Trading Post and Arena is Southern Wisconsin's number one Matthews and Mission bow retailer. Pappas Trading Post offers you a team of experienced professionals ready to help you get the perfect new bow, crossbow, arrows, or accessories for this season. Pappas team can also tune up your current bow for peak performance when it matters most. And they have a 40-yard indoor range to sharpen your aim. Visit Pappas Trading Post, 2 miles west of Arena on the corner of Highway 14 and H.
Open Monday through Friday, 10 to 6, Saturday 9 to 5.
Tri-County Building Supply is located in Spring Green and is this area's premier building headquarters. Whether you are a veteran contractor or a weekend warrior, Tri-County Building Supply has all your building material needs, including the finishing touches like cabinetry, countertops, and flooring. Tri-County Building Supply offers daily delivery service to Spring Green, Richland Center, and surrounding areas. Quality products, outstanding customer service, and the product knowledge you expect from a professional building supply store. From start to finish, Tri-County Building Supply.
Hi, my name is Eli Weiss, a seventh grader at St. Mary's. St. Mary's Elementary School and the Knights of Columbus will be hosting a drive-through fish fry on Friday, October 10th in St. Mary's School's parking lot from 4:30 until 7. We will be serving baked and fried fish, baked and cheesy potatoes, coleslaw, applesauce, and a garlic biscuit. The cost of the meal is $13 with the option to add extra fish for $3 per piece. Hope to see you there.
At Benson Insurance Agency, they are dedicated to keeping you protected when life takes an unexpected turn. From life, auto, and home insurance to coverage for UTVs, ATVs, farms, commercial vehicles, and properties, they've got it all under one roof. With competitive rates and personalized service, they will bring you peace of mind. Your protection is always top priority. Contact them today at 475-0216 or email bensoninsurance23@gmail.com. Benson Insurance Agency, your trusted partner in protecting what matters most. Because they are not just here to sell insurance, they are here to advocate for you.
Looking for a place where independence meets support? Welcome to Sprint Woodland Hills, a residential care apartment complex serving the community for over 60 years. Enjoy spacious private apartments, personalized care, and a warm, welcoming environment designed for active living and peace of mind. With delicious meals, social events, fitness programs, and on-site support, we help you live life to the fullest. Call 608-604-8931 today to schedule a tour and see why Sprint Woodland Hills feels like home.
A look at sports today is sponsored by WRCO Sports Boosters. Pete Crow Armstrong hit a tie-breaking two-run single, and the Cubs avoided a sweep by holding off the Brewers for a 4-3 victory in Game 3 of the National League Division Series. Crow Armstrong's two-out swing was part of a four-run first inning for Chicago, continuing a wild trend. Elsewhere yesterday, it was Kyle Schwarber homering twice, leading the Phillies to an 8-2 victory over the Dodgers in Game 3 of the NL Division Series. In the American League, Vladimir Guerrero Jr. and George Springer each drove in a run, and eight Toronto pitchers shut down the Yankees in a 5-2 victory that sent the Blue Jays to the American League Championship Series for the first time in 9 years. And Riley Green and Javier Baez homered in a 4-run sixth inning, and the Tigers kept their season alive with a 9-3 win over the Mariners in Game 4. Elsewhere, yesterday in NHL action, Toronto 5-2 over Montreal, Boston 3, Washington 1. Los Angeles won a shootout over Las Vegas 6-5, and Calgary won a shootout over Edmonton by a score of 4-3. WNBA playoffs, Las Vegas edged Phoenix by a score of 90-88. And the new NFL weekend begins tonight with Philadelphia playing at the New York Giants.
Simpson's Tractor has served this area since 1920. Farmers, contractors, and municipalities benefit from the quality service of Simpson's Tractor in Richland Center with New Holland, Gale, and Meyer Equipment. Richland County Bank is interested in you. It's part of Richland County Bank's commitment to great customer service since 1881. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender. City Utilities Richland Center is proud that this has been a public utilities community since 1880. City Utilities provides city residents, businesses, and industry quality reliable service at the lowest possible cost. The Richland Center High School athletic boosters are anxious to see that every student gets a chance to be his or her best. Your support of the Richland Center High School athletic boosters helps make it happen.
5:21 the time, the aerobic polka is powered by Supps Gym.
Elevate your fitness game with Supps. That's S-U-P-P-Z.
S-U-P-P-Z.
Supps, your go-to destination for trusted brands at unbeatable prices.
No gimmicks, no fluff,
just results. Ditch the fake reviews and mystery blends. Experience the Supps difference today.
Proudly fueling local athletes.
800-968-0993. Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Supps.
Venomore.
All righty then. Hopefully you're ready or stretched out. Ouch. Anyway, here we go. It's aerobic polka time for a Thursday. A one and a two and a... Snort and aerobic polka from Peter and Paul Wettinger. That was the Our Mike's Polka right here. All right, good for what ails you. Polka service of WRCO and Supps Gym. We're headed toward a high of 65 and lots of sunshine today. A beautiful fall day awaits. Tonight, 47, a little bit warmer overnight. And tomorrow, 71. Right now, 31 at WRCO.
truth and goodness. Words like till death us do part. I will never love another. Take my heart, take my heart, take my heart.
On WRCO, and if you leave me tonight, I'll cry. Coming up, our farm news and market update and more regular features in the next half hour here from the Light in the Milk Cow Show. It is 5:30.
This farm news and market update on WRCO Radio is sponsored in part by Walsh's Ace, providing farmers, homeowners, and businesses the products and services needed. Shop Walsh's Ace for your home repair needs and get your weekends back.
The poultry industry is still recovering from HPAI losses ahead of World Egg Day. I'm Larry Lee with Agribusiness News on Brownfield. What does it look like to plant number one? Pioneer brand corn and soybeans are number one in the U.S. for a reason. Check out the view from the top. Plant Pioneer corn and soybeans. The American Egg Board says the industry is still recovering from losses caused by highly pathogenic avian influenza as the fall bird migration season picks up. CEO Emily Metz tells Brownfield more than 70 million birds were lost between last October and this March.
We're repopulating as quickly as we can, but we're still not recovered fully, and so there's still disruption.
She says egg prices over the summer have eased from record highs and are currently the lowest they've been in 2 years. Reports of HPAI cases on commercial poultry operations have started to increase since the beginning of September. USDA says 22 commercial flocks tested positive in the last 30 days. Two of those are in Wisconsin. World Egg Day is tomorrow, October 10th. The chairman of the U.S. House Ways and Means Committee says he's optimistic the Trump administration will announce more details of farmer assistance fairly soon. Jason Smith tells Brownfield the government shutdown doesn't help the timing.
They're just trying to keep the doors open and funded right now, just affecting us in a multitude of things. But I do know that Secretary Rollins, the president, has been very clear. He's going to take care of the farmers, and he's going to do it.
U.S. Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent said an announcement to help farmers would be made Tuesday, but that announcement hasn't happened yet. The ranking member of the House Ag Committee suggests Trump administration trade policies are devastating the ag economy. Minnesota Democrat Angie Craig tells Brownfield farmers are hurting.
They need help. This is exactly what I predicted was going to happen as a result of across-the-board tariffs. You know, the tariffs have inflated the input costs, they've reduced demand, and they've shut us out of markets. It's squeezing farmers from all sides.
She says the $10 to $13 billion the administration is supposedly considering paying farmers is not enough. Craig says she's hearing disturbing reports that the Trump administration might look to existing farm bill programs to help pay for ad hoc assistance. U.S. ethanol production surged last week as many operations wrapped up seasonal maintenance. The U.S. Energy Information Administration says production averaged 1,071,000 barrels per day, up 76,000 on the week and up 33,000 on the year. The Renewable Fuels Association says net inputs of ethanol purchased by refiners and blenders had a week-to-week decline. While the volume of gasoline supplied to the market was higher, ethanol exports averaged 138,000 barrels a day, up 50,000 from the previous week, but down 3,000 from this time last year. I'm Larry Lee, Brownfield.
John Deere is putting in work and putting up highlights.
Oh man, look at those passes. Tillage, planting, harvesting.
3 years in and these pre-owned machines are still at the top of their game. We're talking reliability, performance, and long-term potential.
And get this, these veteran machines can pick up the latest precision tech with ease.
You know it, and fans ready to add John Deere certified pre-owned equipment and more options to their lineup can shop at machinefinder.com.
Booyah!
Landowners, your timber property is a valuable asset. Contact Meister Log and Lumber Company to help you manage that asset. Rely on Meister Log and Lumber Company to help you manage your property's timber value for now and years to come. They've been buying logs and standing timber in southwest Wisconsin since 1936. Meister's forest management staff will help you meet your timber's potential. Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call at Meister Log and Lumber, 608-434-4413.
Direct cash cattle trade was quiet and cash hogs closed higher. Good morning, I'm Kellett Havikin with your Brownfield Livestock Market Report. Cash cattle country was quiet at midweek. Some asking prices were noted around $235 to $237 in the south, but nothing established in the north, and trade volume could be delayed in the balance of the week. At the winter livestock auction in Dodge City, Kansas, compared to last week, steers over 700 pounds sold $10 higher, while 500 to 650 pounds sold steady to $5 higher, and 300 to 500 pounds sold $5 to $15 lower. Heifers over 600 pounds sold $4 to $12 higher, while under 600 pounds sold steady. The USDA says demand was moderate for moderate supply. Feeder supply included 55% steers and 69% of the offering was over 600 pounds. Medium and large one feeder steers 823 to 848 pounds brought 368.85 to 375.50 with an average price of 370.75. Medium and large one feeder heifers 705 to 739 pounds brought 363.50 to 369 with an average price of 365.83. Box beef closed mix. Choice was 19 cents higher at 33.16 and select was 3.64 lower at 345.24. Estimated cattle slaughter was 118,000 head. Cash hogs closed higher. Processors were aggressive in meeting their near-term needed numbers. The major direct markets had a weaker undertone at the open, implying some buyers needed to raise bids, at least somewhat, as the day went on to secure supplies for the back half of the week. USDA's export sales numbers are indefinitely suspended due to the ongoing federal government shutdown. Barrows and gilts at the National Daily Direct were 42 cents higher with a base range of $94 to $101 with a weighted average price of $99.05. Iowa Southern Minnesota was 48 cents higher with a weighted average price of $99.10. And the Western Corn Belt was 49 cents higher with a weighted average price of $99.09. Barrows and gilts trended $2 lower at $70 at the Midwest cash markets. Illinois slaughter sows were steady with moderate demand for light offerings at $59 to $71. Boars were priced at $18 to $35. Pork values closed $2.21 lower at $103.82. All primal cuts were lower. Estimated hog slaughter was 489,000 head. At the CME, live and feeder cattle futures were sharply higher. And lean hog futures ended an up-and-down session modestly lower, pressured by higher hog weights. I'm Kellen Havikin for Brownfield.
John Deere is putting in work and putting up highlights.
Oh man, look at those passes. Tillage, planting, harvesting.
3 years in and these pre-owned machines are still at the top of their game. We're talking reliability, performance, and long-term potential.
And get this, these veteran machines can pick up the latest precision tech with ease.
You know it, and fans ready to add John Deere certified pre-owned equipment and more options to their lineup can shop at machinefinder.com.
Booyah!
This is Tyler Wilkinson with Wilkinson Auctions. We at Wilkinson Auctions help you make money selling your farm equipment, construction equipment, vehicles, and property at live auctions. We have regular consignment auctions at our yards in Columbus, Muscadet, and Hillsboro. If you only have a few pieces you want to sell, consider selling them at one of our regular consignment auctions. These are live auctions with online bidding available. You can throw your stuff on Craigslist, but when results matter, call Wilkinson Auctions. More info at WilkinsonAuctions.com.
Direct cattle business was quiet Wednesday. Butcher hogs were steady. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield market update. You better build bigger bins. It's just a suggestion, but regardless, be ready to maximize your per acre profits. With MX Series corn by Stein, Stein has yield. Soybeans remain somewhat optimistic about trade aid potential and the tariff talks with China. November beans were 7.5 higher at 1029.5. January was 5.25 higher at 1044.25. Corn was up on good demand. December was 2.25 higher at 422. March was 1.5 higher at 437.75. Live and feeder cattle were higher, with feeders maintaining the lead on the tight supply ready numbers. December live was up 115 at 238.87. February was $1.50 higher at 242.22. November feeders are up 457 at 368.82. But with pork lower at midday, December hogs were down 7 at 86.10. February lean was 15 lower at 88.12. John Perkins, Brownfield.
Farm to Fork with Daryl Anderson is sponsored by Bloomington Livestock Exchange, providing quality, commitment, and excellence in all cattle sales. Check the schedule and learn more at bloomingtonlivestock.com.
Nebraska corn ethanol is about to get a lot greener. Stick around for Farm to Fork. 4 months ago, I began airing a message about the possibility that the dozen regional centers for agricultural safety and health were at risk of closing because of funding cuts. I've now learned that those funds will not be shut off and that the centers may continue operating. One center representative said, quote, "We are convinced that media visibility and support helped turn the tide." So, let's pick up where I left off with our 2025 Farm Safety and Health campaign. Sleep deprivation. It doesn't sound serious, but it is. Inadequate quality sleep can lead to faulty decision-making, slower reaction times, fatigue, confusion, and decreased productivity. It raises the risk factor for all you do on the farm. Farm safety and health is everyone's business. This reminder is brought to you by Farm to Fork through the generous support of listeners like you across the country. Learn how you can help at NorthShoreProductions.com. A Kansas company, Tallgrass Energy, is ready to flip the switch on a carbon dioxide pipeline that stretches from western Iowa to southeastern Wyoming. The pipeline used to carry natural gas and will allow nearly a dozen corn ethanol plants to send their CO2 for sequestration, racking up credits in the carbon marketplace. Don Caldwell of Renewable Fuels Nebraska, a trade association representing Nebraska ethanol.
There's a tremendous advantage to the ethanol plants to be able to capture, compress, and sequester the carbon dioxide that they have currently been emitting.
Caldwell says reducing carbon emissions is also more profitable for ethanol.
Being able to capture and sequester that carbon dioxide lowers that ethanol plant CI score by about 25 points. So if you're a farmer selling into that plant, or if you're one of the lucky investors that early on signed on to ownership of any of those ethanol plants, and many, many farmers are, that's greatly to your advantage.
Pipeline operator Tallgrass Energy will donate millions of dollars over the next 10 years for community projects on and near the pipeline route, which satisfy groups opposing the project. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
Bloomington Livestock Exchange is a family-owned auction business with slaughter cattle sales every Tuesday morning at 8:30, offering a range of slaughter steers, heifers, bulls, cull cows, and quality baby calves. They also host feeder cattle sales every Friday morning at 9. This Friday, don't miss their combination sale featuring an all Holstein and Angus cross sale. For more details, visit BloomingtonLivestock.com or give them a call at 608-994-2020. Bloomington Livestock Exchange, where quality meets tradition.
Hey, An economist says the formula for the dairy margin coverage program might need some changes. I'm Larry Lee with the Brownfield Dairy Update. Danny Munch with American Farm Bureau Federation tells Brownfield the currently low cost for soybean meal, corn, and premium alfalfa used in the DMC formula do not reflect the real margin for most producers.
So when crop prices are this low, it makes the milk margin on the DMC program look really high, and none of the triggers over that $9.50 margin are triggered.
Munch says the DMC program has not been triggered lately, so no payments have been made for 17 months, even though actual margins have been declining. He says producers have started talking about some possible changes to the formula.
How can, you know, the program perhaps be enhanced, maybe looking at a floor for feed costs that will allow folks, for instance, who grow their own feed and might not be reflected in the futures prices or the market prices USDA is using to set the factored average feed costs? That's an idea being thrown around.
Munch says there are countless other costs that go into dairy that are not part of the DMC formula.
The additives, minerals, that's been talked about to me as well. Fuel costs, how could that play a role in it? You can talk about so many things. The fact of the matter is when the program was formulated, they were looking at simplification, and that was one of the best metrics they looked at as feed was one of the largest costs for producers.
And Munch says the cost of labor for milk production is also not considered. Cash dairy prices were steady except for block cheese and butter Wednesday at the Chicago Mercantile Exchange. Dry whey remained unchanged at 63 cents. 40-pound cheese blocks up a quarter of a cent to 173 and three quarters. Cheese barrels unchanged at 174. Butter prices down 1¾ cents at 165. Non-fat dry milk unchanged at 115. No sales were recorded for any of the commodities Wednesday. I'm Larry Lee with the Brownfield Dairy Update.
Don't touch that dial. You are tuned into Whiffle's Country WYFF, the station that's been family-owned and fiercely independent for almost 80 years. No nonsense, just common sense and chart-topping corn hybrids coming to farm gates all over the Central Corn Belt. Stay tuned for more Whiffle's Country hits like She Thinks My Colonel's Sexy, I Got 99 Problems But Yield Ain't One, and Mamas Don't Let Your Babies Grow Up to Sell Soybeans. Thanks for listening, and remember to keep it independent with Whiffle's Hybrids.
When getting the job done right is job one, you need construction equipment that's built right. From compact track loaders to the world's number one selling compact excavator, the Kubota construction lineup features durable Kubota engines, more comfort, and the versatility to do it all and do it right. Johnson Tractor has compact track loaders and skid loaders in stock and priced right. See Johnson Tractor or go to KubotaUSA.com for more information and full disclaimer.
Johnson Tractor, from man to lawn.
Today's forecast calls for a high of 65. Lots of sunshine today, I'm happy to report. Looks like a southeast wind between 5 and 13, but a very nice fall day. Clouds will roll in tonight, 47 for a low, and a chance of some scattered showers later on. Isolated showers around daybreak tomorrow, otherwise a high of 71, and our warmest day of the upcoming next 3 days tomorrow. Right now, WRCO, after an earlier reading of 35 and a brief low at 30. Yeah, it's a little frosty out there today. Some frost on the shingles on the building here at WRCO. We're at 31 degrees. That's how it goes weather-wise. Go out and win your fortune today on a Thursday, October 9th. Here's Charlie Pride.
Sometimes late at night, I wake up dreaming. I reach and feel for her. She's too good to be true. Then I touch the sleeping softness of my angel, and half asleep she turns to whisper, I love you. 'Cause she's just too good to be true, but she is. In my arms, she reassures me with a kiss. She's everything I ever look for in a woman. She's just too good to be true, but she
I go to work, it's like forever. Till that evening sun will bring me home again. But then she's awaiting at the door with her sweet loving. And tonight she'll be so good to me again. Oh, she's just too good to be true, but she is. And in my arms she reassures me with a kiss.
Mornings go smoother with a strong coffee and local radio. Brouhaha powers the early hour right here on WRCO.
Reynolds Feed and Supply, LLC, has hay auctions every Saturday at noon. They have great buyer demand for large rounds, large squares, and small squares of hay. Reynolds Feed and Supply is your southwestern Wisconsin one-stop feed mill, which offers the best in animal nutrition and health supplies at competitive prices to meet your farming needs. For more information on buying and selling at the auction, be sure to check the website, ReynoldsLivestock.com, or call them at 623-2121. Also, see current Reynolds Feed and Supply deals on calf pre-starter, calf blankets, shavings, and corn cob bedding.
Looking for a good career choice? Then check out these reasons for making Pine Valley Community Village your choice for a new job. Starting with reason number 4, giving back. Working at Pine Valley will give you the chance to do the important work of giving back to that generation that has provided so much to you at a time when they can no longer care for themselves. Giving back. One more reason to make working at Pine Valley your choice for a new career. Log on pinevalleycommunity.org and click on careers.
Renting your place? Then it's time to protect your space. With renter's insurance from Julie Karen State Farm, you can cover what matters most, your furniture, electronics, clothing, and more, and for a price that's surprisingly affordable. Whether it's a small apartment, a college rental, or your first home away from home, we make it simple. Plus, you'll get the remarkable local service you can always count on. Call or text Julie Karen State Farm today or start your quote at juliekarens.com. Renter's insurance that protects your things and brings you peace of mind. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
When things get old, they tend to get a bit crotchety.
Get off my lawn!
With WIC Buildings, you'll never worry about a bad-tempered building. We use machine stress-rated lumber and 29-gauge galvanized steel, making your building longer-lasting. WIC, leaving getting old to those who do it best.
In my day, our pants covered our behinds.
Bring value to your vision with WIC Buildings.
Wilson Doran Construction of Richland Center, your local WIC dealer. Call Micah today at 604-3623 to discuss your WIC building.
Just like no two people are the same, no 2 days are the same. We start them and end them at different times. And in between, we all do very different things. Yet there is something we all have in common. Knowing your local Touchstone Energy Cooperative is here to power every moment of every day. Because no matter when it starts, we never stop.
Richland Electric is your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information.
The Boscobel Pharmacy and Center Pharmacy has exceptional caring staff and great services. They are a locally owned, independent pharmacy, proudly serving the surrounding area communities. The Boscobel Pharmacy and Center Pharmacy is committed to helping patients manage their medications. The pharmacists work along with patients and their healthcare providers to find an individualized plan to help each patient maximize the benefits of their medications while minimizing or preventing adverse effects, interactions, costs, and waste.
Elevate your fitness game with SUPPZ. That's S-U-P-P-Z.
S-U-P-P-Z.
SUPPZ, your go-to destination for trusted brands at unbeatable prices.
No gimmicks, no fluff.
Just results. Ditch the fake reviews and mystery blends. Experience the SUPPZ difference today.
Proudly fueling local athletes.
800-968-0993. Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. SUPPZ.
Venomore.
Broadcasting fresh from Richland Family Restaurant Studios, your daily dose of down-home country and community.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Good morning. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather update. Well, another chilly morning across the area as expected. Temperatures reach down into the low to mid-30s in much of the region, but it should be a pretty nice fall day. Again, a lot of sunshine. Temperatures getting relatively mild this afternoon. The high pressure that's been parked over Wisconsin the past few days, though, will be sliding off to the east, and behind it, a weak front will slide in from Minnesota later tonight and early tomorrow. Could kick up a few brief showers in the region. The rain amounts look fairly minimal, like a tenth inch or less, and most of these will come through during the overnight hours. We'll have breezy and mild conditions tomorrow. Pretty nice weather sticking around for the weekend as well. Then Sunday night into early Monday, the next front moves through. Again, just some very small amounts of rain. There could be a third system impacting us by late Wednesday or Thursday of next week. That would have the best chance of somewhat heavier showers. Here's that forecast for today. The frost advisory in Vernon, Richland, and Sauk counties expiring at 9 a.m. Otherwise, mostly sunny, high in the mid-60s, the wind southeast at 5 to 13 miles an hour. Tonight, clouds rolling in with a good chance of scattered showers around midnight and after, low at 47. Tomorrow, maybe an isolated shower around daybreak. Otherwise, breaks of sunshine, breezy and warmer, high up to 71. Southwest wind becoming northwest 10 to 20 miles an hour. As we go into Saturday, should be a nice fall day with partly cloudy skies, low 43, high about 67. Sunday, partly cloudy, low 44, high 68. Chance of some showers Sunday night. Monday, maybe a light shower early, then partly sunny and mild, low 52, high 71. Tuesday, partly cloudy, high in the mid-60s. And Wednesday, look for a high of 64. Chance of rain at night. I'm meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
There was a time when losing your wallet was your greatest risk of losing your hard-earned money. Today, identity theft robs millions of Americans of their finances, well-being, and peace of mind. The Richland County Bank encourages you to take identity theft seriously. Secure your Social Security number. Don't carry your Social Security card in your wallet. Don't respond to unsolicited requests for personal information by phone, mail, or online. Review your receipts. Promptly compare receipts with account statements and watch for unauthorized transactions. And shred receipts with any personal information on them, credit offers, account statements, and expired cards. Questions? The Richland County Bank has helped local people since 1881 and will be glad to answer any questions you may have. Richland County Bank, Downtown Richland Center, member FDIC, and equal housing lender. Currently in Richland Center, our temperature is at 30 degrees. We've dipped another degree on a frosty morning in southwest Wisconsin. Yesterday's high was 65. The record high for October 9th, 87 in 2010. Record low, 22 in the year 2000. Last year's high was 71 and the low, 36. Sunset will occur at 6:29 tonight. Sunrise time will be at 9 minutes after 7 today. The air is calm. The barometric reading right now is 30.37. That is steady. And right now, WRCO with clear skies, it is 30 degrees.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center. It is 6 o'clock. This news update is sponsored by the Homesteader Store. Passionately committed to providing customers with the highest quality products, most innovative solutions and services delivered with integrity and professionalism. And by Johnson Tractor, your trusted partner for farm equipment, service, and support. From field to finish, they've got you covered. Stay tuned for the news coming up next.
Harvest more savings with Case IH Genuine Parts at Johnson Tractor. Get 5% back when you spend $1,000 or more on OEM.